With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to How To Tuesday this week. I got a real treat for you. We've got professional bass angler Ott Defoe. He's here with us and we're going to talk about boat positioning because, you know, lots of people can make the cast, lots of people can find the fish, but a lot of times you're messing this whole deal up with the boat positioning. Ott is a true professional in this. Ott, what do you tell people about boat positioning, particularly with bass fishing, but it probably has a lot of applications in other fishing?
It most definitely does. You know, I think of boat positioning being critical in all aspects of fishing. You know, I think a lot of people would initially think they hear boat positioning, they're thinking of shallow water target fishing, whether that's around boat docks or, you know, flipping a line of laydowns or whatever it may be. And it is equally important there, just as it is if I'm offshore fishing, cranking a ledge out in the middle of a lake on the Tennessee River or, you know, something like that, or fishing for smallmouth up north on the Great Lakes. But your boat positioning is always a key part of it. When you are fishing shallow, especially I think of like fishing boat docks, I want to get my bait as far back underneath of that boat dock as possible. So I'm going to use a bait that I can skip, you know, that I can make a really good long cast and get that bait to actually skip across the surface of the water and get under that boat dock. But sometimes I actually find out that it's way more difficult for me if I'm too close to the dock to make that good long cast than it is. There's kind of a sweet spot at about 25 feet, maybe 30 feet where I like to be, but I can actually make a better cast at 40 feet away from the dock than I can at 10. So finding that sweet spot and also doing that, that's going to obviously keep your boat further away from those fish, a little bit more likely to get those fish to bite, you know, if they can't feel the presence of the boat quite so much. So finding that sweet spot in your casting, especially when you're fishing those boat docks, is a really big deal. And then again, mentioned out on open water type, boat positioning. The big thing is there anymore, our fisheries are so very pressured that keeping your bait away from, or your boat away from those fish is a really big deal. A lot of times I don't even try to idle directly over those fish when I'm graphing to try to see them on 2D sonar or down imaging. I want to see them on side imaging, and then I want to come around, you know, stay off of those fish. I never want to run the motor over top of them. I want to see them set up over there and then come back around and actually try to target those fish. Something that I found on heavily pressured fish, when I'm fishing an offshore place, I like to set my boat in deeper water, cast my bait to shallower water, and kind of bring my bait downhill, essentially. So I'm wanting to bring it down that ledge. When those fish are heavily pressured, I tend to do better actually doing that, the reverse of that, the exact opposite, to set my boat shallower, but I need to back off of them some and make a really long cast out to deep water and bring that bait uphill. I've had a lot of success on really heavily pressured, hard to catch fish by doing that. So just those couple of those little tips, whether that's up shallow trying to target fish or you're out in deeper water, targeting fish that are, honestly, it's heavily pressured as some of those shallow water fish are anymore with the advancements in electronics and online or electronic mapping and everything else. Those offshore fish seem to be just as pressured as a lot of those shallow water fish.
Man, those are great tips. Keep the boat away from the fish. That's what it comes down to. But then you talk about just changing the angle, which is, it's funny when you look at the root of what we do, whether it's inshore, offshore, freshwater, saltwater, it's angling. And that's where that came from, of changing that angle and changing the approach and changing the way that you're doing it. And, you know, when you're looking at it in that regard, those fish on those heavily pressured waters are seeing people doing it the same way over and over and over again. And then just changing that angle, maybe using exactly the same bait positioning mm-hmm. yourself differently can have big differences. All right, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you could definitely apply that in saltwater, the same thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Very good, man. All right. Yeah. If they want to find you, how do they do it?
Yeah, on our social media, Facebook is Pro Angler Ott Defoe. Instagram and YouTube are both, just look up Ott Defoe, and you'll be able to find us on there. So, yeah, thanks for having me on today.
Right on. Thank you for the tips. All right.
Yeah.
That's it for How To Tuesday this week. We'll see you next week.